This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Southern Illinois University School of Medicine serves a population far beyond the southernmost part of the state. The school's mission area spans 66 counties, including many in western Illinois. And part of that mission is to improve the health outcomes of the people living in those counties. I talked to one of the school's leaders about how that's being done. Dr. Samir Vora is a pediatrician. He's also executive director of the school's Office of Population Science and Policy. He says many external factors can play a role in health outcomes.
And some of it is that simple idea that individuals don't get the right access to care. But other things around their healthy behaviors or their social economic environment or even their built-in environment where they live, these ideas called social determinants of health. And those concepts sort of define, you know, what are health disparities and why are they the differences that exist? And when we think about health, to think about health beyond just those confines of your doctor's office or the hospital setting.
Are we talking simply a matter of a rich person has enough money to go to the doctor or dentist perhaps if something comes up? A poor person might have to make a hard decision that I don't have that kind of money, or does it run deeper than that?
So that's, of course, part of it, right? So more money leads to more resources and then more options. But I think it is much deeper than that, right? And part of the work that we're doing at SIU Medicine is that, you know, a lot of this starts right at birth, right? And this idea that certain children, because of the means that they go into, and it's not all about income or education, but we know when we think about this as a larger society that those things play important factors. But there can be rich kids that, you know, have challenges. There are poor kids who lead and do fantastic things. But when the cards are stacked against you, you are in a position where you are susceptible to what is sort of dubbed adverse childhood experiences. That in your formative years, in those first 5 years, you go through trauma and challenges that kind of shape the way that your brain is forming. And those adverse childhood experiences lead to challenges on how you are able to learn, how your developmental progress grows. That leads to you doing sometimes worse in school, because if you're in a challenging environment, how do you sit and be able to study and do the types of, you know, hard, rigorous work to do well in school? Then you might often, in sort of the, we call this the adverse childhood experience pyramid. So after this difficulty in school, you have health riskier behaviors, smoking at an early age, alcohol at an early age, sometimes even unsafe sexual practices at an early age. That leads to then being sick earlier, having chronic disease, diabetes, heart disease, and ultimately earlier death, right? And some of this stuff in rural areas, but even sort of across the country, is that just in the midst of neighborhoods, there are, you know, 10, 15-year differences in life expectancy based on these variety of things. And much of our work in creating and thinking about solutions is that how do we think about the root cause of these challenges to make sure that, you know, our region, the 66 counties that SIU Medicine serves, that we're giving individuals the opportunity within their communities to lead healthy lives.
So as you think about solutions, what are some of the things you're thinking about?
So some of the work that we've been doing in our new Office of Population Science and Policy is working with communities to first identify what the challenges and problems are. And then once those, and that takes a lot of work, that takes a lot of conversation, but that builds that, you know, community buy-in to say that this is a problem in Macomb, or this is a problem in Canton, or Springfield, or Carbondale, et cetera. And from there, we're working on identifying what are those root causes of the problem. So if individuals are worried about, you know, cancer rates in a particular community, how do we think about, you know, using information and data, but also having these conversations? What are those triggers that are leading to those higher, you know, cancer rates, and how do we go back and fix that? With some of the challenges of children being able to succeed, we're going back and thinking about some of those root cause things. So can we sit and create situations for increased parent engagement around children to make sure that their developmental outcomes move and flow in a way that there isn't that gap between somebody at, you know, as little as 18 months or some of the information that individuals who are in the lowest 20% of income are often behind up to 2 to 3 grade levels by, you know, fifth grade, right? Some of that kind of shocking stuff that are great predictors of future success. And so for us, a lot of this work starts in the community. It starts with identifying need and then using our sort of talented group of doctors, nurses, lawyers, public health researchers, anthropologists to come up with, you know, multidisciplinary solutions to these challenges. Because we know that the answer isn't just going to be with healthcare. The answer is going to be in the communities with, you know, diverse viewpoints coming together for solutions that make sense.
Dr. Samir Vohra is Executive Director of the Office of Population Science and Policy at the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. Vohra says one goal of his office is to help local school districts and hospitals develop health policies that benefit kids and families. I'm Rich Hegger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.